on the throne, fire in your eye. You are the man of war. We are the battlers. Pray. You are seated on the throne, fire in your eye. You are the man of war. We are the battlers. Seated on the throne, fire in your eyes. You are the man of war.
Abahasel, Okaya.
You are seated on the throne, fire in your eyes. You are the man of war. We are your battlers. You are seated on the throne, fire in your eyes. You are the man of war, Panasati, Ekopopo Sasamanka, Etepopopo Sasati, Pereta Pahata Pakomata, Tepere Pakopata Papanahata, Ekopata Pantai. See yourself in the spirit. Where God is wielding you like a weapon. You are not the one holding yourself up. Demand of war, demand of war. Jehovah with fire in his eyes. And he's wielding you like a weapon, intercontinental ballistic missile. Weapons of mass destruction. Tabo, Bada, Eko Badata. You are seated on the throne, fire in your eyes. You are the man of war. We are your battlers. In Jesus. Satembo, Satembo. Bata papa popoko sasata papana. Pete popopo sabatoa. Pete popopo popopo sakapoa. Pepoto pepoto. Zapako papapa. Zapata papa papa papapa. Zapata papo papa papa. Ah. Zapeto popopa. Zapeto popoko papapa. Zapeto popopo popoko poto. Zapeto popopo. I am God's choice weapon. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah chapter 54. Open your scriptures so that we'll be able to pray. Isaiah chapter 54. Isaiah chapter 54. Open your scriptures. Open your Bible. Verse 14. If you are there, say amen. If you are there, say amen. Verse 14. You can't pray like this and not open your Bible. In righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, very far. For thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for he shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather. This one, there is nothing we can do about this one. Behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever, whosoever is whosoever. Whosoever is whosoever. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. You need to know what is for. By this scripture, fall doesn't mean that he fell to the ground.
When they say somebody fell in battle, it means that he was mortally wounded to the point that he won't survive it. You are going to pray for yourself and your family today. The mandate that is given to us in the new covenant, we don't know how many things you are able to do, but the scripture specifically says that for every man and his family, that is the new covenant mandate. Said, thou and thy family, thou and thy family, thou and thy household. Verse 16, behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. There are some words you never knew are in the scripture. The waster, the destroyer. Now he said, remember, he said he created the one that makes the weapons. But he now said in verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Now let me explain to you what this scripture means. It means that they can take analysis of who you are in the spirit, take analysis of where you are coming from, many things. When they have studied you well, they will now form a weapon. It's not they don't just bring any weapon. They form that weapon in such a way that it will fit the occasion. But thank God, God is aware. He's aware. The scripture says that no weapon, in case they now took knowledge of your strength, your family, your lineage, everything, your family members, all of those things, he said, yet no weapon specially formed to be able to counter the present strength and capacity that you have, or take advantage of the weaknesses, the loopholes, the shortcomings. He said, no weapons formed against thee shall prosper. And he also said, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. In other words, are you with me? This is a court session. You need to obtain judgment in the next 5 minutes. Amen. Combo. Bakumba kopa kopa. Satopa kapa. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Find a neighbor too. Don't leave the person until you obtain a judgment from God. Abakwata barataya. Shudaria bakabe. You are seated on the throne in fire.
You are seated on the throne with fire in your eyes. You are the man of war. I am your battler. You are seated on the throne with fire in your eyes. You are the man of war. I am your battler. You are seated on the throne. Tidy, ta 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 ta. But your gathering is not of God. They shall fall for thy sake. Don't stop until they fall. Until they fall for thy sake, they will be mortally wounded. Tabina kambe, takatakuwa, kabakuwa, 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 takata, kata, 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 kaya, 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 kaya. Come on, come on, ato, to, to, ta, 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 ta. Kaya kata kata kwa, kaya kata kata kwa, kaya kaya iya ko, kata kwa kaya kata 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 kata. Papa. Let Jehovah rise. To prosper, no matter how, no matter how, no matter where, Pate Sosale, a Benko Patamamata, Papora Sai, O Kama, Pate Rosa Satela, Amrekota, Mateko Katamata, a Beto Rasasate, Bentebora Kambe, Mata Papora Tapanata, Rebeta Papa Pokotakua, Kapakua, Kapakua, Papata Tatalata.
Arise, arise, son of God. Alleluia.
Jehovah arise. And Jehovah will arise with you. There is strength for them that sit in battle.
Thank you. for you and your family. Death is not for you and your family. Affliction is not for you and your family. Accident is not for you and your family. No weapon, whether we know the name or not, no weapon. No weapon, no matter the way it was formed and fashioned. Oh my God, Shabbatavia. You will not lose anything. Nobody will lose anything in your family. Money will not be lost. Life will not be lost. Grace will not be lost. Anointing will not be lost. Your zeal and passion will not be lost. No weapon. Oh my God. In Jesus' name, you can be seated. These are deep matters. You can even think you understood it, but it will take humility. It takes a lot of humility. It is because of lack of humility in the body of Christ that we have been hearing the word of God, and we have not been seeing the results to testify of the abundance of revelation that has been made available to us. Because the scripture testified in a certain place and said that there is a hard posture that any man that intends to benefit from the revelations of the scripture have to take. He said, come with meekness. When a man lacks that meekness, he will find out over time that the scripture has a will of its own, opening up only to them that brings a heart filled with meekness. Anything short of that, the gates will be locked up to you, and then you will hear and hear and will never become anything. The scripture spoke about a certain people. He said that they ever learn, but they never ever come into the knowledge of the truth. The acknowledgement of truth, the participation in truth, the molding in truth. In Jesus' name. Wow, this thing is very deep. I want to show you something in Ecclesiastes, then I'll go to what I have today. Just to show you what this guy is saying. For you to survive in most of our meetings, we must learn how to shift between time and eternity. Are you with me? For you to understand many of the things he's saying, then you have to shift your consciousness to eternal scope of matters. Then you begin to understand the emphasis that he's making. Someone is speaking from his perspective, his realm, and you in time is supposed to understand and align to what he's doing. It will be a challenge to you. You have been in time since you were born, and everything you knew, everything you were educated with, is from time. Meanwhile, the life that you have been brought into is a life that is eternal in scope, and by the reason of that, you are expected to function from the eternal context is hard. That is why most of the time people fall short. That is the basic need for transformation, so that your mind will be shifted permanently to a realm where you'll be able to consistently understand and participate in the things of God from the eternal point of view. Then you will never make mistake.
as soon as God speaks,
are you with me? You will know where to pick him from. If you don't go to that place, you will never pick him. You never understand him. And you never be able to participate in the truth that he's making available. So, we are taking somewhere. I want to show you where we are taking to. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. Before I now do what I have today. Verse 11 said, he had made everything beautiful. In what? Whose time? Huh? Now, remember what he's saying. That the hostage, for example, he has two daughters. And they are crying. Meanwhile, that has been, I don't want to go there, but that has been a challenge since the fall. Even in New Testament, I think in the book of Romans, Galatians, it is always there. Huh? This one will be crying, the other one will be crying, give to me, give to me. Such that in the book of Galatians, the scripture spoke, he said that the spirit lusteth after the flesh, and the flesh after the spirit. All of them are crying, they are making demand, and their demand never stops. Meanwhile, follow me. That is not even where I'm going. My point is this, that there is such a thing as his time. So for you to understand his time, you have to be taken to eternity. Because men have made attempts to understand his time, and that is the attempt that Solomon made. I said, Kai, I have noticed that there are things that cannot be satisfied. Meanwhile, are you with me? Meanwhile, there is satisfaction, but he is trying to understand the satisfaction of God from the time context. The satisfaction of God can only be brought about from the eternal context. Somebody say, how did I look at that scripture again? He now said, also he has set the word in their hearts. Now follow me. That word is eternity. He has set eternity in their hearts. You are now seeing it. If you go further in that same verse, you will now know why he set eternity in their hearts. Maybe I should read it so that it will save me time. See, follow the scripture. It said, also he had set eternity in their heart. Why? So that no man can find out the work of God that maketh from the beginning to the... This scripture is deep. You see, from the beginning. When is the beginning? When? It seems as if you don't know. Eh? When is the end? It seems as if you don't know. Meanwhile, there is an expectation that God has on you. And that intent is that everything will be beautiful in his time. But you are not even there when time began. Not to talk of the beginning. You are not there. So how does God achieve something that is eternal in scope? Using somebody that is in the framework of time. How he did it was to set eternity in their hearts. So by that thing that he did, men we are now able to grasp and interact with things that are eternal in scope. Huh? That is the thing that will make you to understand the reason why you come and pray every day. Because the reading, the thermometer that you use to check the reading of how far you have gone, there is nothing in this earth that can be compared to it. It is inside that God set that eternity. So that no man, mean by human context, can be able to know what has been from the beginning and knows what will be in the end. Meanwhile, he has said he will make all things beautiful in his time. So there is someone, the hostage, that is holding the scales of measurement, knowing when to say that we have fulfilled the quota that it takes for God's emphasis to be found around our time and in our territory. Do you know how long it takes? That's why we come every day. The apostolic culture is that they continued. They continued because if he's man, he will say, let's pray for 50 days. Are you with me? After 50 days, then Pentecost will come. But the horse leech has another framework. And that framework is from the eternal context. Now, but God knew that you might be frustrated in trying to engage that framework. So what he did is to set eternity where? In your heart. So the reading with which you now measure how much progress you have made in that endeavor is inside. So when a man begins to check how much progress he has made in the assignment that God has given to him, maybe we have been praying, we have been doing bed pangs for long. We want to check how far we have done. You know, we say we have been doing bed pangs for 10 years or 3 years or 2 years. You are making mistake. Because according to the scales that is from eternity, we have not fulfilled the quota. And because of that, there is an entrance that has entered the mouth of the horse leech. He is still saying what? We will continue coming here every day until we fulfill the quota. There is a way we know. It's not physical. Are you with me? There is a way we know. In case you don't know, at least there are physical ways to know until your family is free. Since you did 3 days dry, your family, nothing much has happened. Are you planning to stop? You can stop. Meanwhile, that's not my but. We are taking very deep and far. I just needed to help you small. I'm telling you. We born yesterday, we born today again. We fasted yesterday, we fast today. We gave yesterday, we give today. We died yesterday, we died daily. The horse leash cried. What? This young man always leaves us with a cliche. The last time he said that oftentimes for letting go, oftentimes into man. The spiritual man is mad. Today the hostage cried, give. Let's go into our lecture today. I pray that the Lord will help us. There is a way I want to look into this topic, preservation. You see, I will see if I will have the time to establish a doctrinal basis for what we want to go into. Because the challenge with many of the things that we have been able to do in the body of Christ is that once people touch reality, they now camp there. And they have not tried to explain for the people what is the mystery and reality. How do we engage? And because of that, understanding is lacking. So, when the first generation that stumbled upon that has passed, there will be challenge. Because the next generation will now be working with religion. Because they never encountered the reality that is backing up the actions and activities that people engage in. There was a generation that encountered fire and they started saying Holy Ghost fire. Are you with me? And it was working until a generation now came and said amen, amen, fire. I said, what does that one mean? You have heard it now. Amen, amen, fire. As if amen, amen, fire accords a new level of potency. I've been trying to understand that. See, I'm not saying it's wrong. Are you with me now? A generation encountered a reality, and then because they did not establish a basis from the doctrine of the scripture so that body of knowledge can be transferred to another generation. Another generation came and they were not able to know how to enter into what their fathers entered into. So they were comfortable with religion and activities. So they now added amen, amen to fire. So amen, amen, what? Fire. Their attempt is to you know, improve on what their fathers did, and the way they wanted to do it is to add amen, amen, fire. See, that's why we have been lost, such that we have not even been able to measure up to what our fathers had. Meanwhile, the scripture said
that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Means that in fact, if the scripture is littered with facts and testimonies testifying to the fact that if we give ourselves wholly to the process and program that God intends for our generation, that the outcome and result is that we will have much more result and success than even the people that came before us. Even Jesus spoke, he said that greater works shall ye do. What? Greater works. And then you ask yourself, how many works have you done? That's why I'm angry. You know, some people, they camp around some things. As you can now, maybe you can pray, you know, and then you pray, and then you camp around it. Good for you. You need to see where Jesus is seen and see the mandate that is upon our generation, and then you weep that even the best of us doesn't even scratch 10%. We will continue coming until we see that which God has promised. At least measure up to the fathers. You have read about them. The reason why they inspire you so much is because you have seen your experience now and seen what is obtainable from the scripture. In fact, what is obtainable in the life of many. And then you became angry with it. If you are not angry with yourself, then you have not told yourself the truth. Yes. So sometimes you need to establish a doctrinal basis. Doctrinal basis is a body of knowledge. Is actually part of the culture. Do you know how a culture is transferred from one generation to another? It's by teaching. When we are small, there is what they call moonlight stories. How many of you did moonlight? Even small children are saying they did moonlight. There are some small children I'm seeing. Small children. And they said they did moonlight. Where now? Have you been to your village? You did it in your village. You know, some people watched it in television. No? That's not the one I'm talking about. Take the moonlight. And how many stories have you heard about the tortoise? Those things are framed up moral codes. Are you with me? That the generations pass intend to pass to other generations. All the things bad on this earth is given to the tortoise, and he always ends up bad. You know his teaching. Are you with me? There is a culture, a moral culture that is being handed down to other generations, and the only way to do it is to tell tales in moonlight. So you will see tortoise and his cunning, and his cunningness will always defeat him. There are too many stories we are told. Sometimes tortoise will go to heaven. I don't know how he did it. Let me just show you something quickly before we go to. Thank God they shifted the curfew, so they will not arrest you. They arrested some of our sisters. I'm telling you, they wanted to put them inside the cell. They have to activate everything. Amen. You see, let me tell you the truth. Sometimes if we come before God and give excuse, that's why the excuse you have been giving God, that is the reason why you have not been able to do some kind things. I don't have job. I'm far away. You are a foolish person. When some people tell me that they are far away, that's why they can't come to Beth Banza, I will just laugh at them. I will know they are not serious with their destiny. People travel overseas to go and find what they want. Since you have been doing what you are doing, 3 years, nothing has happened. 4 years, nothing has happened. You are still doing it. Is it not foolishness? It's foolishness that makes somebody doing the same thing is not working. You are doing it.
You are giving an excuse. As you are giving an excuse, people are braving 10 times your challenge, and they are laying hold on destiny. There's a young lady here that normally sits here. She comes for monitor. If that lady tells you what she is passing through, you will feel like telling her to stop coming. All the time she's crying, think it's only it's Jesus that is making her to cry all the time. Sometimes it's people are passing through things. So you say, I don't have transport money. You are a joker. They will lock the door on me. You don't know anything. You don't know Jesus yet. Anytime you see anything that has not cost you anything, self, leave that place. It's not, that means God is not there yet. If God is there, if God's hand is there, it will be costing you until it has cost you yourself. Then we will now be sure that God is there. So anything you now do after that, you will swear that it had nothing to do with you, that it was God that helped you. How much has God helped you? That is how much you have died. That one that started, you know that if you did the, since you have been doing the connection, nothing worked. When Jesus came, something began to work. And he has to be sure that you are now sure from the process and dealings that it is not you. Yeah. You are with me. You are with me. You are with me today. So people give excuse. Meanwhile, that thing you are hearing in the Bible, some of our sisters passed through it. And I can tell you categorically that half of the people here passed through it. They brought security to arrest some of our members because they were praying in the night. Have they arrested you for praying? Your own is that you see. They arrested them. They prayed so much that they arrested them. If police catch you for your faith now, what is the crime that they will give you? Your own brethren, they committed an offense. They caught them for praying. Some people said it's lockdown, and then their secret place died. Their walk with God, that they say is lockdown and all that. People have been sleeping on this floor for how long now? Is what? It's more than 2 months. If it's, and sometimes there's no hope for to eat. We trust in Jehovah who provided for us. You see it? You are giving an excuse. God will just sit on his throne and be doing his head like this. This man doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything. How many excuses have you given? That I came back from work. God, you know how much I'm trying. I'm trying to do this. He will just look at you and do his head like this. There is no circumstance that presents himself to you that somebody has not done something concerning it, even with worse advantage. Yes. When I learned it, I stand in excuse. Any condition I find myself, I will check. There is only one thing that makes me to know that God is not there. If you see challenges and circumstances and there is no grace, then God is not there. But as long as there is grace, there is no excuse. Is there grace at all? If there is grace, then there is no excuse. And most times, you will never know if there is grace until you step out. A time will reach. Do you know how many times we trekked? I don't know where this Christianity came down from, self. At least in my own time, which is not too long ago. Do you know how long we trekked? Things we did with no money. Until you have done 7 days fasting and broke your fasting with Gary,
then you don't know what is fasting. You, as you are fasting, you are planning your menu. You are planning your menu like this. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying, as you are doing that, just know that you are even privileged. That there are people, of course, your own doesn't have to be like that. Follow me. Are you with me? But I'm saying, as you are doing it, be gracious to God that He made your own easier. That there are people that pass through worse things. As they finish that their 7 days, their landlord now chases them out of the house. You began to wonder, is it not better I didn't pray? They left. Two of them left. They now started sleeping in the church. And it's not after 2 weeks God turned their, you know, turned my life around. No, it's not after 2 weeks. God allowed them to fully pass through the process. Sometimes it took 6 months, sometimes 1 year. And then when you see the men 2-3 years later, those are the type of people. Even if they make mistake, you touch them, God will judge you. Because you don't know what they have with God. When you were sleeping your life away, wasting your life away, you come and think all of you are the same. You are not the same. And they did it when they are young. There is nothing God respects like the sacrifice of a young man. If you are young, forget the one you are doing when you are 50, 40, 50, 60. Those ones is old age. Because when you are young, there are many things you can do with your time. There are many things. And you have the energy to do it. If you like, go and give an excuse. Verse 17 of Mark chapter 16. Let me establish something in the next 15 minutes and then we pray. My target is even to pray. All these things I'm doing is to lead us to pray so that there is something happening in the spirit and we need to teach it. Because I believe that everything we want to see has to be taught. As we are teaching it, God will confirm it with signs following. Mark chapter 16 and verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that what? Believe. That word believe is the better way to. That word believe is the believing ones. Say, these signs shall follow what? The believing ones. I wait. Let me make it easier for you. Let me use your language. These signs shall follow believers. Yeah? So it is not just. It is not just about the fact that you believed, maybe an expression of faith. It is about the fact that you are brought into a culture. He said that these signs shall follow. He now said, in my name, the word cast out. They shall speak with new tongues. How many things? If your Bible is your own, be writing it down. Write it down. Number one. They shall cast out devils. Number two. They shall speak with new tongues. Number three. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Number four. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. My target is number three. But meanwhile, the scripture is trying to say here that, are you not a believer? You are a believer, right? These are the four things that should be seen in your life by default. It's not about anointing. It's not about. Have you even believed in Jesus at all? Doc, you believe now for years now. Now, this is the sign. In case we don't see this sign in your life, we'll begin to question whether you believed. He said that these signs shall follow. So, if you want to know the people that are the believing ones, just watch their life. You'll be seeing these signs. Either one or two or all of them. They shall speak with new tongues.
That's not where I'm going to. So that I'm going at number three. He said, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, he shall not hurt them. So this is a scripture establishing. See, this is what Jesus brought. He began to show them things about the authority that he has received because of the sacrifice that he made, the price that he paid. Are you with me now? The price that he paid conferred on him a measure of authority, and that authority is what he now invested in his name. Are you with me? So if I ask you, what is the name of Jesus now? What does it mean? I don't have time. So Jesus paid price, and according to the book of Galatians, is it Philippians chapter 2, he said that he suffered. In fact, he was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. And this he did knowing that he is God, yet he brought himself low so that he will be in a certain mood, a formation, a form that will be able to die, so that he will be able to accomplish that which is his agenda, the reason why he came. Are you with me? So when he finished, the scripture said that he was given a name that is above every other name, so that in the name of Jesus every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus is Lord. So that name has now become the circumference of the authority that Jesus got as a result of the price that he paid. So he invested all that authority in his name. And then what did he do? He gave you that name. Say what? So that means that the name that he gave you, as soon as you believed, you were given that name. So it then means that the name that you were given is part and parcel of the inheritance that you have in Christ. So he began to analyze to you the four principal things that follows you naturally as a result of the fact that you have been given what? Are you not with me? So he now gave us one, gave us two, and number three now said that he shall take up serpents. That phrase, that scripture there is talking about preservation. Say preservation. It then means that Jesus is aware that Satan will try many times to take away your life. He is there. He was there. The scripture says that he was tempted in many ways. He is a high priest that is touched with your infirmities. How many of you knew many times that Jesus went to preach? He went to preach, and after preaching, he came back and entered the boat. And Satan brought a storm that almost capsized. They almost sank. You need to know that the disciples are professional fishermen. I hope you know. So it's not as if they are, it is their skill, they are experts in managing boat rides. Meanwhile, that matter was beyond them. So they cried out to Jesus. Jesus rose up and said, what? Peace be still. So he is aware that sometimes after some ministry forages, engagement, that when you come back, Satan won't be happy. You have heard my story. You know now, I came to your campus. When we finished, they told me the guy has started using his hands. So he's almost good. The guy came and dropped me and Ogochukwu at our house. As he's going back to where he now had accident, and the car somersaulted, is it two or three times? Now, the truth is that the people that came, they are not looking for that young man. That is why, if you follow people like us, that's why I make sure you are praying, so that they will not mistake you for me. Oh, the way you are calling me, that's why some people say, my papa, my daddy. I will not answer you because I don't know who you are. There is a repercussion for that thing, and it is in two dimensions. One is that there is a benefit, and number two is that there is a responsibility. You don't know. They caught Peter now. I said, we know you, we know you. You are one of his. Peter said, no, be me. That is, are you with me? All he did, all Peter did to have that honor that was conferred on him,
was simply because he was following Jesus. You follow some people too long, then we assume everybody following me are warriors. And then you are snoring in the night. So they will bring double barrel. They will be shooting. They will shoot me. I will answer audition. I'm using your language. They will shoot my sister. She will say audition. They will shoot Odinaka. She will say audition. Who again do I know that? I'm still checking you. They will shoot my sister. She will say audition. Yes, there is a story about her. If I tell you have not known it. A principality literally entered her room. Like, it's not in the spirit, physically. There are people that have had things so. And she survived. You is it still in the dream that they held you? You are doing, in the dream, you are trying to shout Jesus. You are saying, Jesus. You are not. You are not. There are people that principle has walked like this, and they survived. That's where God is saying, you look dead face to face and pass. In fact, that is part of the economy of the victorious Christian life. It is not just a victory over flesh and sin. It is a victory also over Satan and his power. Be with me now. So they will now take you serious. And you now say, my daddy, they will now say, hey, be like this man, don't they? They will now shoot you, boah, boah. And you now fall. Meanwhile, if they shoot you in the spirit, sometimes it will not manifest physically for 6 months. So you will not know that you have died. One of the proofs that you have died is that your spiritual life will die. You wake up like before to go and pray. You can't pray. Listen to those messages. Not those things that used to help you, they can't help you now. What you need is resurrection. We have seen it happen many times. Some people have died for long. We saw them and told them, you have died, or they refused. They found out 2 years later. That is worse. It's better your own showed up in 2 months or 1 month than finding out 2 years later that you are lost. And then we begin to find you. We find you later, 5 years later. How many years now? She doesn't like this thing. But it's true. It so happens it's true. It so happens there are some of your pastors that they are doing ministry, but they are lost. It is this thing that happened. It's even better if you have physical harm than that you are harmed spiritually. We came back. Me, I came back. I ate and slept. Meanwhile, somebody that he was not involved in anything. No. All he did was to just carry me in the car and come back. That means Satan has been trying to bring down that car. Oh, you saw the rain is normal. I was where I was praying, and I saw the rain in the spirit before physically. And I also saw it in the spirit stop before physically. I know you don't believe this, some of that, but that's why we are here. So that you hear our story and believe. Because much more happened in the scriptures. So if there is no way, are you with me? Remember, if you go down in that Mark chapter 16, you will now see the mandate. The mandate is to take the gospel to every part of the earth. Meanwhile, Jesus knows that if it is true that you intend to fulfill this mandate, you will need preservation. No? Yes. There is a way you pray in the night. The altars in your family will finally wake up. They will say, my father in the Lord said that a witch appeared to him, and the witch there was burnt many parts of our body. He said that you see what you have done to us. See what you have done to us. That my problem is not that you did this to us. My problem is that you have intention of to continue. The problem is not that you burnt us, but you have plans to what? Continue. So do you know why some people have, they don't, when we talk about these things, they don't, they feel it's not real and all those things. They have not entered their mood. The ultimate believer is a warrior. And of course, we have proved it repeatedly from the scripture, the book of Ephesians. That is the apex of the revelations according to the gospel of the scriptures. And in that place, when Paul finished, he said, having done all to stand, what? Stand therefore with your loins girded. He said, put on the whole armor. Who puts on armor? Is he not a warrior? So all those things is preparatory classes so that you will be well equipped to engage in warfare, my brothers and sisters. So if at all you have not been able to, you are not bringing the, and this warfare I'm saying is not the warfare you people know. Of course you can engage like that. The warfare you only know when you get somebody born again is warfare, my friend. It's warfare. Satan is not happy. Somebody that is a cocaine addict, that is a sexual addict, alcoholic addict, you just drag that person out, got him filled with the Holy Ghost, and he's now preaching and even getting other people filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, you don't know his warfare. Let me show you from the scriptures. Is it not Acts chapter 26, right? When the testimony of the context of the call that Paul received, he said that God called him to take them out of the power of Satan. There's such a thing as the power of Satan. He was also speaking in book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Is it not 2 Corinthians chapter 4? He said that if our gospel be hid, it is hid because the God of this world have blinded the hearts of these men, so that the glorious light of the gospel will not shine forth. So people are not born again, not because they don't want to, it's because Satan blinded their hearts. Sometimes when they get born again, they wonder why they have not been doing this for long. A man that persecuted his wife until his wife backslided. Are you with me? Now got born again after the wife backslided. And then he now told the wife, why did you backslide? So you mean this thing I'm testing now is what you tested and backslided? This is true life story. Another one, this one is common. A guy got born again and then met his friend that was born again and said, so you mean this is what you have been enjoying and you didn't bother to tell me? Say, you are a wicked man. Meanwhile, his friend is saying, I don't want to disturb people. My own is to be doing my Christianity, you know. If opportunity comes, I will preach. If I notice the person doesn't like, don't disturb people. Just tell them, Holy Spirit, lead me to the person I will preach to. My friend, everybody that is not born again is a mission field. In fact, those people that doesn't look like it, those are the ones themselves that God is there. The hardest cases. So when you bring these things down for Satan, he will start looking for you. Meanwhile, the scripture says in the book of Mark chapter 16, he said, they shall take up serpents and drink deadly things, and it shall not hurt them. Do you know how many deadly things you have taken? Where you have marched? Some of you, they have kept a new leg for you. Elephantiasis. Do you know how many poison we have ate on the way? Say we are preaching. Say they are bringing food for you. They bring food for you. You eat and your whole system will change. You will know you have been poisoned. Yet the Lord will preserve you. Do you know the kind of food we are eating? Check your life this period now. At least I know, is he even food? God is preserving you. Do you know the warfare you are doing? And God, if that is why sometimes some people, God has not, is not showing you many dreams and visions, so that He will allow you to continue doing what you are doing. If you see, sometimes if your eyes is open in the spirit, you will stop praying. Has it not happened to you sometimes? There is a prayer you'll be making, some heavy demonic principality will pass around you, and you will feel the shield like this. Hey, you will enter inside the room. Your prayer point will change from I bind, I will say I cover myself with the blood. You have been given the name. Are you with me? In the name is the infrastructure that preserves. Our time is over. I want you to pray in the next 2 minutes. Your prayer is, I am preserved by the name. No arrow will find me. No poison. No attack. And not just you, your family. Huh? Pray. Name the members of your family. Some of the issues that your family members are passing through is attacks and weapons, arrows sent by evil one. Sometimes you wake up from where you are sleeping and you have waist pain that was not there before. It's attack, my friend, it's arrows. Sometimes, see, you are preserved, you are preserved, you are preserved, you are preserved. Your going out is preserved, your coming in is preserved. Your children are preserved, your father is preserved. In my name, you shall take up serpents. Even in this time, we will invade the gates of hell. The scripture says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of God. Sobaranta babora satamanta blata papadia preko pata papata patata. Enoko pante prete payatapa. Be serpents, be scorpions, be deadly things. It shall by no means hurt you, my friend. It will not hurt you. It will not hurt your wife and children. Just because you are serving God, just because you are producing the kingdom of darkness, Satan does not have that right, my friends. Pray, pray. Angelic photonians are released from heaven to protect you, my friend. As you enter into that mission field, you will not die. You will tell the story of dominion and victory. In my name, Amahasambe, Rosapakambe Tariaparata, Sobarata Papakambe, Hikopataha. Satan will not find you. He will not find your family members. Simply because he looked for you and didn't find you. He will look for your wife. No, he will not find your wife. He will look for your mother. No, he will not find your mother. He will look for your church members. No, he will not find your church members. He will not find your children. None of us will be harmed. None of us will be lost. None of us will be injured. None of us will be wounded. Sabeha, Pakobanata, Pelatambe. In the name of Jesus, we are preserved. In the name of Jesus, we are protected. In the name of Jesus, we are children. No weapon, no weapon formed. Segorata patambe, rekopata papanateba, amrekopata papanatebanate, sapale, sapale, rekopata padaska, pante, pante, ratopa papa papanate, amrata papodataya. I prophesy over your life. You will live to testify of the goodness of God. Sobane motambela. Rakopata pada hasada, shabatwa, abrekopata pamana data panatea, brento papa, brento papa. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. By tomorrow we enter into the topic proper. But if you can, keep a night watch for these 3 days. Your prayer point is protection and preservation for you and for your family. Just 1 hour is enough, just for these 3 days, preferably before it is, preferably before 3 a.m. Many things happen before 3 a.m. The different watches of the night have, if you want to be specific, they are for many purposes. Eh? If it's warfare, keep it between 12 and 3. Eh? If it's for spiritual advancement, you want to press into God, keep it between 3 and 6. This is from experience. I'm advising you to do it. 12 to 3, take 1 hour for these 3 days. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Come and cast your seed. Tomorrow we meet again. We'll meet by 5 p.m. Not 4:30. You notice that the curfew has been lifted. Not lifted totally, but at least it has been shifted to 10 p.m. You are blessed. 12th and 13th, tell your friends it will be 24 hours. People are already coming from all over Nigeria. They are defying a lot of things. Huh?